For the following guided forgiveness and kindness meditations, please find a position where you can be relatively comfortable, quiet, and undisturbed. Kindness is a simple and universal quality of the heart, that very fundamental capacity in all our hearts to wish ourselves and each other well. Forgiveness is the way in which we heal from the inevitable hurts and disappointments of life. Though the heart has certain natural rhythms of opening and closing, kindness and forgiveness are qualities that can be cultivated. This is not intended to sweep difficulties under the carpet, or whitewash or sugarcoat your experience. Rather, it's an exploration of what is possible in the heart. Another way of short-circuiting our routinized and habitual thinking and reactivity. And looking at and feeling more deeply both what is true and what is possible. As in all mindfulness practices, it's important to be present for your own experience, to honor what you find. There are times when you will do these meditations and your heart will feel dry, arid. At other times, it will feel totally closed. At other times, moist, open, receptive. Notice and honor the rhythms and seasons of your own heart as you work with these practices, distinguishing between the fundamental rhythms and movements of the heart and the habitual ways we hold of thinking about ourselves, others, and our experience. It's difficult to practice and experience kindness or to offer forgiveness when the body is in a great deal of pain. So, find a time and a place and a way to practice which is suitable and fosters your own ease and well-being.
And now let's move into the kindness practice. Traditionally, we begin by extending kindness, well-wishing to ourselves. But for many of us, this can be very challenging. See if you can find an image of yourself as completely lovable, deserving of love. If not in this moment, who you are right now, perhaps a memory of you as a child. Well-scrubbed innocence, wanting to be good, to be loved. However it is that you can see yourself as someone deserving of love and care and kindness. Taking this image of yourself into your heart, seeing yourself through the eyes of the heart. And extending these simple wishes by repeating these phrases silently in your mind or changing the words so that it feels more meaningful for you. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering. And now bringing to mind the image of a benefactor, someone to whom you feel gratitude, who's been kind to you. Visualizing them, sensing them, bringing them into your heart, and extending to them these same simple wishes of kindness. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. Bringing to mind now the image of someone you love dearly, someone you're very close to. And with our most intimate loved ones, often comes a history of conflict. Bringing the whole thing into your heart. And touching the place in your own heart that truly wishes them well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. Bringing to mind now the images of those closest to you, your inner circle of family and friends, scanning their faces, making room for them in your heart, holding them in your heart, as you extend to each of them these same simple wishes. May you each be happy. May you each be peaceful. May you each be free from suffering. And now bringing to mind the image of a neutral person, someone clearly outside your inner circle, someone you hardly know, whose presence or absence does not affect you. Perhaps a face you noticed in a store, in a car, a shopkeeper you remember. What does it feel like to bring this person into your heart? Someone you wouldn't normally consider. As part of your inner circle of care and love, and yet someone with their own hopes and fears, joys and sorrows. What does it feel like to wish them well? May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. Extending this field of loving kindness in a whole different way now, and bringing to mind the image of someone who's hurt you. Again, starting with not the most serious injury that you've sustained from someone else, perhaps starting with something a little bit easier. Smaller. So often the people who hurt us are people that we once loved, cared about, have qualities that drew us to them, or they may be a part of us. Of our flesh and bones. Again, without condoning any actions, see what it's like to bring this person into your heart and simply wish them well. See if you can touch a place in your heart that would like them to be happy, to be free of the confusion and fear and blindness, out of which they hurt you. Just as I want to be happy, may you too be happy. Just as I want to find peace in my life, may you too find peace in your own life. Just as I want to be free from suffering, may you too be free from suffering. And now opening this field of kindness in the heart to include everyone in your neighborhood, seen and unseen. All the families, their relationships, all the struggles and successes and failures, the illness and the wellness, the delights and the disappointments, opening the field of your own heart of the capacity in your own heart to wish that all these people be happy. Be free from suffering. Be peaceful. Widening this field of kindness to include all the people in this country, the red states, the blue states, to include all the human beings on this planet, everyone wanting to be happy, everyone wanting to be safe, to be peaceful, to be free from suffering. All of us connected, not just the human beings, but the animals, the plants, all that are alive, the fish and the insects, the toads and the tadpoles, the fireflies and the dragonflies, the polar bears on the melting ice caps, and the lemurs in the denuded forests of Madagascar. All of us connected in this fragile web of life, each with our own unique role. Our wish to live fully, our own destiny. To express our lives. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free from suffering.